constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Documenting the crisis of our republic. It's waging war on the New World Order. This is the Govern America radio broadcast.
And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
Just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, your host here for the next 3 hours. Roger Mundy is joining us today, and I believe Nancy Levant's going to be joining us as well, although for some reason we're having a little difficulty connecting with her at the moment. Anyway, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 5th of July, 2014. One day following the holiday that we know as Independence Day, and the day which I refer to anyway as Interdependence Day, because that seems to be the thing that a lot of people tell us anymore, how interdependent we are. And certainly we can see the situation with the flood of Mexicans and Central Americans coming into this country in a massive way. I know the other talk show hosts have been talking about this all week. It seems to be a ever-present phenomenon that is growing in scope. As we know, the Mexican drug cartels are being utilized to traffic these human beings into the country. We know that apparently deals were cut. And the reason why I say that is because we covered on this broadcast last week. Many of you folks remember, and perhaps other people have talked about it as well, that the Homeland Security Department was advertising in January about the need for babysitters and individuals to transport these people from one place to the other. So we have apparent prior planning going on with this really infestation, ladies and gentlemen. We can't maintain our country without maintaining our border. But see, this is the whole point. As we'll get into here in a moment, this looks to me like the dropping of the border. And this is all stuff that we've predicted years ago, because NAFTA under NAFTA, that's the whole point. Anyway, I want to welcome Roger Mundy to the broadcast. Roger, come on in.
Yeah, Darren. Hey, thanks. Good to be here. Can you hear me?
Yes, it is. It's still good to be here. We're still here.
Still good to be here.
It's crazy what's happening here today.
You know, and it's not new. I remember in the mid-90s, I went to this little thing they had at WSU, and there was it was in the evening. There wasn't a really big crowd, but Larry Pratt was there. And they were mentioning, or he was, I forget him or Jim McDavid was up there with him, was mentioning the erasure of borders stated in various constitutions of the states back then. So it's like none of these agendas are new. They're just brought forward the different sales campaigns.
Well, this all harkens back to that rebuilding, or I'm sorry, I almost mentioned the wrong report. The Building a North American Community report from the CFR. You know, everything that we see right now going on, people are going to blame Obama, and rightfully so. They should blame Obama, but they should also blame Bush. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, destroying America is a bipartisan effort. And all of this groundwork for what's happening today was laid under the Bush administration, meeting with the Three Amigos summit that they had back then during his administration. There were documents signed, as I recall, back in September of 2001, September 11th to be exact, 2001. We've talked about that on this broadcast in the past, as everyone was distracted. They were going forward with this North American community and extending it all the way down to the central, the Latin American countries. So, I mean, this is all a major pre-planned operation, is my point. And it goes back even further than that. It goes back to the Clinton administration and even Bush 41, who helped to negotiate NAFTA. You know, Bush 41 negotiated NAFTA. Clinton came on in and signed it. And Bush 43rd president, met with the leaders and furthered it along, and the CFR issued their report during his administration. And then we have the mess going on today under the Obama administration. So, I mean, there's a continuity here of different events that all play together to make this all happen. And that's what they're doing right now, ladies and gentlemen, is dropping the borders.
Mm-hmm.
With this flood of people coming in here, it becomes harder and harder, did you ever imagine that you would see a day when the government is actually shipping people from one place to the other around the country, trying to find housing for them? It's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
And, I guess they're just here to do the jobs that Americans won't do, huh?
Yeah, that midget Robert Reich. Forgive me, I have this great love for him.
Yeah.
Secretary of Labor, when some intrepid newscaster asked him, he was sitting there with some tools in front of him, right, Secretary of Labor, and and asked him to hold up the screwdriver, and he picked up a hammer. So,
in other words, the guy's never done an honest day's work in his entire life.
Right.
You know, one thing that I got kind of a little funny anecdote, because they were breaking ground on one of these facilities, and I believe it was the Secretary of Labor. I think it might have been Reich himself. No, it was the Department of Transportation website. That's what it was. They were breaking ground on something. And I had posted a comment that every single one of these people that were, because they were corporate CEOs and stuff there as well, because, we have a fascist system of government now where the private sector has to work with the federal agencies. I posted a comment there on the transportation website that shoveling one, because it was a groundbreaking ceremony, I said shoveling one shovel of dirt is probably the most work that any of these characters have ever done in their entire life. To my surprise, it actually stayed there.
It's accurate. It's amazingly accurate. It was Robert Reich that said that Americans didn't want those jobs.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's like, once again, it's a half-truth, I mean, how many people in labor in America want to be laboring? Well, they don't, but you can find some joy in it. I do that, but then it does get brutal and hard, and you're underpaid, and you'd rather not be, but you do it.
But what's the alternative?
Right. The alternative is not even...
Starving to death.
Yeah, starving to death isn't that great either. So...
Yeah. So, So, what's being promoted today is the welfare state. So, hey, you don't have to do any work at all, and you can get a government check. The problem is is that only lasts for so long.
Yeah.
And, well, anyway, we're almost up to the break already, but when we come back from the break, I want to talk a little bit about this latest jobs report. Because, once again, ladies and gentlemen, they're padding the numbers. It's ridiculous. They're saying that the U.S. economy's added 288,000 positions, and unemployment has fallen to 6.1%. So I guess we're all in a great economic recovery, huh? We'll delve into that a little bit after the break. And we'll see if we can find where Nancy is. Stay with us. This is Govern America. Roger Levant. Roger Mundy is here. I'm Darren Weeks. We'll be back in a moment.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Welcome back to the broadcast. This is Govern America. Darren Weeks and Roger Mundy here. As we said earlier, it's the 5th of July, 2014, and we are live at 11:19 Eastern Time. Anyway, I wanted to say this at the outset before I get busy and forget, because we have a lot of things to talk about today. I've got audio about the Chinese thing that we didn't get to last week. They're having an upcoming meeting, the U.S. and China, and they're going to discuss the way forward on relations, and I think this is very important to be paying attention to what's happening here, because we have more information about the Chinese taking over Detroit. Investments are going forward in a major way. So we're going to get to some of that as time progresses here. But in the meantime, I wanted to say here at the outset, the RBN is having a pledge drive, ladies and gentlemen. We need your support to continue on the network. You can subscribe to the archives for $5.99 a month. It's possible to pay more. You can get the RBN business cards for $10 per 100. They include shipping, free bumper stickers, and a free copy of Aaron Russell's DVD, America from Freedom to Fascism. I believe those are still available. A lot of other things you can order on the Republic Broadcasting website, republicbroadcasting.org. Donate online at republicbroadcasting.org. You can use PayPal or a credit card, whatever you want. Or you can drop a check in the mail to Republic Broadcasting, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Once again, Republic Broadcasting, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. I believe, Craig, is there anybody there right now at the network to take a pledge? Okay, all right. He says he's there. He can take pledges. So if you want to call, you can call the regular number, 1-800-313-9443. We're not taking calls for the radio show just yet, but you can call and pledge your support to the network. So support the network, keep us on the air, help us to further our work here at Republic Broadcasting and Govern America. And the website, by the way, is governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. Before the break, we were talking about the situation right now with the jobs numbers. I want to get back to that, Roger, because I think this is, they keep telling us that we're in an economic recovery. Now they put out these numbers claiming that there's 288,000 positions added. The unemployment rate is falling to 6.1%. Wall Street Journal says U.S. employers added jobs at a robust clip in June, and the unemployment rate fell. Signs of labor market strength as the economic recovery heads into its sixth year. Woohoo! Hey, it's party time. I still see a lot of boarded up businesses. I still see stores everywhere closed. I still see shuttered factories that are growing grass and weeds out of the concrete. There's actually a report, an email circulating about a number of businesses that are closing this year, closing stores. I mean, some of them hundreds of stores. I don't know how accurate it is, but I guess there's rumors floating around that Sears is getting ready to shutter nationwide. I mean, this is what an economic recovery looks like, I suppose, right?
Well, I'm wondering if those jobs are jobs that are shipping supplies to the Chinese cities they're building here.
Well, this is certainly the largest export that we have, are empty containers going back to communist China to be refilled.
Uh-huh.
We get this from Ed Morrissey over there at Hot Air. He talks about this 288,000 jobs created number. And he says, it looks like the portents of the ADP and Gallup were accurate. The BLS reports solid job growth in June of 288,000, with a jobless rate decreasing to 6.1%. The number of jobs added in April and May were revised upward by 29,000 as well. However, and this is the point here, listeners, the workforce participation rate remains at a 36-year low, while the number of involuntary part-time workers rose by 275,000. Gee, we have 288,000 jobs created and involuntary part-time workers rose by 275,000. So,
what is that, prison labor?
Well, sounds to me like that most of these jobs that were created were part-time workers.
And it's involuntary, so I'm wondering if it's prison workers or community.
Well, I think what they mean by that is involuntary. In other words, they're part-time. Because they want to be full-time, but they're part-time. So they're involuntary part-time, I think is what they're... But yeah, but that's another point, is we have more people in prison, and so that takes a lot of jobs, too. We have a whole prison workforce now.
Yeah.
But anyway, he continues. He says, total non-farm payroll employment increased by 288,000, and the unemployment rate declined to 6.1%. And again, that is the U3 number. And okay, this is actually the BLS putting that out, and I'm going to skip the BLS's statement because we know that this is they're going to paint the best possible picture of it all. But he continues. He says ADP almost hit it right on the head yesterday with its estimate of 281,000. He says private sector employment rose by 262,000 in June. U6, the more stable of the unemployment metrics, dropped a tenth of a point to 12.1%, its lowest level since the Great Recession, and down from 12.7% in January. However, that's still a long way off from the 8.2% of June 2007. The number of people working part-time for economic reasons rose, as noted above, and now is at 7.544 million. A year ago, that seasonally adjusted number was 8.194 million. And the trend has been going down during the recovery, if slowly. However, June's number is still 287,000 higher than January. CNBC notes the U6 rate and tosses some cold water on the BLS's preferred U3 jobless rate. CNBC says a number of economists look past the main unemployment rate to a different figure from the Bureau of Labor Statistics called U6, which defines as total unemployed plus all marginally attached workers plus total employed part-time for economic reasons as a part or as a percent of all civilian labor force plus all marginally attached workers. In other words, the unemployed, the underemployed, and the discouraged, the rate of all of those still remains high. The U6 rate fell slightly in June to 12.1%, while it is down 210 basis points over the last year. The trend has been somewhat more volatile than in the main unemployment rate, which steadily declined. The main unemployment rate being this false U3 figure.
The first-time applications for unemployment, something like that?
Well, U3 is the number that leaves out the marginally attached workers, the part-time people that want to be full-time, and the people that literally have given up looking for work because they drop out of the labor force.
Yeah.
So U3 is not an accurate metric of the total number of people, but that's the headline number. See, yeah. They used to give out U6. Now they give out U3. So they're lying about the total number of people. Anyway, I'll finish this up on the other side of the break, but I do think it's important because you're going to hear a lot of nonsense about how great the job is. And as much as I would love to be able to say, yeah, you know, it's all great, it's all wonderful, the truth is what we deal with here, listeners, reality. We'll be back.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Govern America. GovernAmerica.com is the website. Once again, GovernAmerica.com as we continue on here. Roger, I know you have some interesting things to talk about with regard to Independence Day, and I want to give you a chance to do that here in just a moment. Finishing up with these unemployment numbers, before the break we were talking about how they're saying 288,000 more jobs are created. And many of those jobs, it is apparent that these jobs are part-time workers wanting to be full-time. That's what it's looking like here from this report. They quote Reuters, and they say Reuters sticks with the top-line number for its headline, but on its live blog, wage stagnation catches their attention. Quoting from Reuters, they say average hourly earnings still aren't rising much. From the report, average hourly earnings for all employees on private non-farm payrolls rose by 6 cents to $24.45 following a 6-cent increase in May. Over the past 12 months, average hourly earnings have risen by 2.0%. How hourly earnings are important because Fed Chair Janet Yellen has indicated that she wants to see an increase before she really believes the employment situation is solid. Wage growth has been more or less stagnant since the end of the recession. Anyway, bottom line is, and they give, it says the labor market is much weaker than the last time the unemployment rate stood at 6.1%. So, and there's a chart here where as more people are finding a job, more people are dropping out of the labor force. And according to this chart, only 1 month in the past 4+ years has the number of jobs added exceeded the number of people leaving the workforce. So there's your economic recovery, ladies and gentlemen. It's just all smoke and mirrors, and as much as I would like to be able to say differently. Now, in the meantime, we have other information here. Even as the job market remains dismal at best, and of course, unemployment disability has skyrocketed, we also have the BRIC countries moving toward an anti-dollar stance. This comes from Zero Hedge. They say, while numerous massively indebted administrations around the world hope to divert the attention of what's left of their struggling middle class away from its daily impoverished existence and distract it with flashing lights and glitzy animations showing another all-time market high on a daily basis, a significantly more important shift is taking place behind the scenes, appreciated by very few. The ongoing de-dollarization of the world. For the latest example of how increasingly more countries are setting the stage for this final currency war, we go again to Russia, where they explain that slowly but surely the BRICS, and the proud Goldman acronym, basically the BRICS, we're looking at Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South America. They're moving toward they're forming an alliance to move their economies away from dealing with the dollar, abandoning this infrastructure that was created under the Bretton Woods system. This is not good news, because even as we've been exporting our inflation to the rest of the world, Roger. At some point, they're tired of it. They're tired of the manipulations of their economy. They're tired of dealing with our banks. And they want, I put up on the website. In fact, it's still there right now. If you go there, this article is there. And the headline is Independence Day with a question mark. See, I think that they're in the process right now of declaring their independence from us. What do you think?
Makes sense to me, complete sense. Even though I think this was in the works long ago, and it's what seems to always come from monetary systems that are taken over by principles of usury. It can foster a fantastic economic growth, and then the bill comes due. Even though, one of the ex-people of the Federal Reserve, I forget his name, anyway, he uh, he pointed out that once a year the Federal Reserve can and does forgive debt. And so what that does is that it actually gives them a handle on what all these people are saying, the inevitable collapse. Well, yes, it's inevitable collapse if, unless that central bank can does forgive debt, and then there's this relief for a time, so on.
Mm-hmm.
And so it says to me that this economic collapse is not, like some would leave the impression, is not just an inevitable result of this fractional reserve usury-based debt economy, but it is seen from history. In their many experiences of the usury monopolists going into nations and empires and countries and raping the economy, taking the loot and running away,
mm-hmm.
That they do see an inevitable outcome, but they gave themselves a handle on it to orchestrate that collapse according to what they want it to do. So,
right.
So, yeah, and so...
Well, what I want to know is how long is it going to be before we're, you know, our people are taking wheelbarrows of money to the store,
mm-hmm.
you know, just like they did in the Weimar Republic.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, how long is it going to be before we're going to... And I think that's the big question that everybody's got on their mind.
Yeah.
You know, we've been predicting economic collapse for years, and a lot of people would look at that and say, well, you know, see, it's never happened, and blah, blah, blah. I would argue that it has happened. Look around you.
It's happened many times.
It's happened here. See,
yeah.
The difference is, and a lot of people say, well, we don't have bread lines at the store like they did in the 1930s, but how many people are on the government dole? You know, we've got all these programs now that they didn't have in the 1930s.
Yeah, they do have bread lines. It's just they have a little government certificate to buy their bread and or their,
it doesn't appear overt anymore. They figured out a way to hide the economic calamity that we have.
Oh yes, yes, and I think they're orchestrating according to their best interest. This foreseen inevitability, and so I don't know what to trust and what not to trust as far as the players go in the international scenes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got this Chinese thing, but then we see they're coming into America all over the place, and it's being handled like their friends.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that's a good place to hop off here and take a break. And when we come back, that segues perfectly with where I want to go next. Because this meeting that's going to be taking place here pretty soon with our State Department officials who sold us out every step of the way, again, they're meeting with the Chinese to strategize about the way forward. Even as we just covered, the BRICS are getting ready to move away from the dollar. So, again, national suicide, ladies and gentlemen. We couldn't have been taken down had it not been for the scumbag traitors we have from within the United States government. Stay with us. We'll take a quick time out. We'll be back in a moment. Roger Mundy is here. I'm Darren Weeks. This is Govern America.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's EscapeHarassment.com, strategy one, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Why does a U.S. orthodontist make more than some CEOs? You get that dental bill and you'll know. Implants, partial or full bridge, the kids need braces? Fractions of U.S. prices. Balloon angioplasty for heart patients in the U.S. is $50,000. Thailand, under $7,000. Heart bypass, joint and hip replacement, cancer, many procedures under the price of your Obamacare deductible and copay. Don't risk bankruptcy. Hit us up now. We'll show you how at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. Roger Mundy is here. I'm Darren Weeks, and I don't know where Nancy is. It's very unlike her to not let me know ahead of time that she's not going to be on the show. So hopefully everything is all right. But anyway, we're having a little trouble connecting with her for some reason. But it's good to have Roger here anyway. Continuing on, we were talking a little bit before the break, Roger, about China. You know, one of my favorite subjects to talk about, because to me it goes in line with the national security of this country. You know, Homeland Security has become a major joke. And it's angering. It's just absolute maddening to see what's happening here as the American people are increasingly being targeted as the enemy. We're the subject of NSA spying. We're the subject of national security reports. Put out by the FBI, by Homeland Security Department, fingering us. If we have a copy of the Constitution in the car now, the police are trained at the academy to view us as potential domestic terrorists. If you have a Ron Paul bumper sticker, and I'm not in favor of Ron Paul for reasons I've given in the past, but many constitutionalists are. And if you have a sticker like that on your car, they're going to look at you as a potential domestic terrorist now. I mean, these are things, half the country, returning war veterans. We've covered this many times in the past. Most Americans would fit into some category as a potential domestic terrorist, and yet the communist Chinese, through the EB-5 visa program, can literally buy their way into the country. Any hostile nation in the world, through the EB-5 visa program, can literally buy permanent residency for their people in this country. It's suicide. It's insane, especially at a time when they're fingering us as potential domestic terrorists.
Yeah, and it's very flattering in a way, because fingering Americans as potential domestic terrorists says they are well aware of our defiant traditions and our at least the popular belief in the autonomy of America and our love of principles of liberty, etc. And it may be that America is the last major obstacle to their reprogramming of humanity, because what I've been noticing here is, along with the Chinese growing presence here, is a push, an organized push dating quite a ways back, and one wing of it would be the New Age, and what it's doing is attempting to substitute an Eastern ideological thought framework for the Western ideologies that America came to its prosperity under. And this makes sense in a way if you're going to say you're going to fleece this country of its prosperity like their habit has been in the past, and then vacating to another headquarters. So if that headquarters happens to be in the east, then to get people to go along with it, think along Eastern frameworks and such, it could be establishing a new ideological basis for Americans particularly. And,
Well, certainly the destruction of everything that we hold dear, the culture that we have left, certainly our Christian heritage, our Christian belief system in this country that has been valued for so highly for so long, you know, it's all being attacked. It's all being destroyed. When you allow all these people in who have completely different worldviews, and I think that's what you're speaking to.
That's part of it, yeah.
It's completely destructive. And here we see, now, from the voice of Russia, Beijing and Seoul agree to direct trade in national currencies. They say China designated a clearing bank in Seoul for yuan transactions in South Korea on Friday, coinciding with a visit by President Xi Jinping as Beijing promotes greater use of its currency overseas, AFP reports. China's central bank has authorized the Bank of Communications, the country's fifth largest lender, to undertake yuan clearing business in the South Korean capital, the People's Bank of China, said in a statement. The announcement came as Chinese President Xi Jinping wrapped up a state visit to South Korea on Friday. China is seeking to make the yuan, also known as the renminbi, used more internationally in keeping with the country's status as the world's second biggest economy behind the United States. A joint communique endorsed Thursday by Xi and his South Korean counterpart, Park Geun-hye, also pledged to strengthen efforts to launch direct trading between yuan and the yuan. So not only do we have the BRICS, which is China, of which China is a part, we also have this South Korean partnership going on as well.
Wow.
You know, in the meantime, we see from Reuters, China urges U.S. to be more objective ahead of key meeting. This is just a few days ago in Reuters, Dateline Beijing. China and the United States need to plant more flowers, not thorns, in their relationship, and Washington needs to have a more objective view about China, State media on Thursday quoted President Xi Jinping as saying,
well, here's
ahead of a key meeting.
View on China. Okay.
What's that?
The Eastern ideology is anything but objective. It's intuitive.
Yeah.
It's sensual. It's emotional based. And one of the effects is perfected, probably, I believe, the first type of dialectic ever perfected in the history that we have records of, occurred in India. And what it did was foster this sort of mysticism as an ideal, where they could even lead people to believe that reality itself was an illusion. And it's a technique on the opposite side, the Eastern form of dialectic, where people are pacified. So in the Western form of dialectic, or the predominantly used type, when the West being used in war and conquest so much, they use the second aspect of the trialectic, which goes clear to the nature of life on Earth and human nature and all the creatures on Earth. So, I mean, instead of this Western aggressive sort of reaction, the Eastern technique fosters a regressive reaction, and it's a withdrawal reaction, and it's a pacification technique. So it's they want to pacify us into
complacency.
Some kind of complacency and such.
Well, I think that they have successfully done that. Although I think the people in power here in the United States are smarter than that. I don't think that they're... I think what we have here are the Chinese and different forces outside the country working in tandem with those in Washington, D.C., inside the country. And we also have to include our governors in this as well.
Oh, yeah.
Because many of the governors are all in on this whole thing, as we saw from the U.S. China governors, you know, forum, where they had meetings with the Chinese provincial leaders. You know, I'm going to explore this a little bit more. We're just about out of time for this hour already, Roger. It's hard to believe.
Wow, man.
Yeah, I always marvel at how fast the time goes once we get here. When we come back from the break, ladies and gentlemen, in the top of the hour news, I'm going to get into some audio from Daniel Russell. Daniel Russell is a State Department official. He's an Assistant Secretary of State for East Asian and Pacific Affairs. And he's a career member of the Senior Foreign Service at the State Department. And he had some information or some testimony before Congress about this upcoming meeting. And I think some of the things he said is worth hearing, worth listening to, and instructive. A lot of it is just lies and BS. But we'll dissect some of that. And later on, also, we have some audio, again, from Kimberly Kagan. I'm on this war path with the Kagans because so much connects to this family. It's just unbelievable. So we're going to get into some of this stuff, too, as time progresses here in the next hour. And, you know, later on, we'll plan on opening up the phone calls as well. Stay with us. Hour number two of Govern America is straight ahead.
With financial